This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, yet another week. And here we go again, deep into May. It's a great end of the week, probably, for a lot of you. You might be taking an extra day as we have Memorial Day coming up. It really signifies a couple of things. The fact that maybe you get that extra day or two, so it's a long weekend. Also, kids getting out of school, graduations, proms are wrapping up. And for a lot of people, it also means that, yeah, the summer is just around the corner. And maybe that's when you take that one breath where you have the vacation where you actually go away with the fam or go away with your friends or whatever for an entire week. And how many times do you look at your email? That's what I want to know. Let's do an unofficial poll. How many times when you go on vacation, and first of all, do you take a vacation? But if you take a vacation, how many times do you look at the cell phone, right? All right, this is pretty cool. I'm going to start off this hour with a story that I saw about the world's first operational RoboCop. Yeah, and of course, where is it? Dubai. And they're talking about trying to build a police force this way. It's part of the plan. It's part of what they've been talking about and engineering for a while. They want a part of the police force to be a robo police force. And one started working on Sunday and is 5 feet, 5 inches tall, speaks 6 languages, reads facial expressions. That's pretty interesting. And it was at an expo, but they're going to really release this and put it out there in the world and see if it can tackle some of those life issues. But I was looking at some of the video of it. It was pretty cool, I have to say. The cop was, you know, again, walking around, shaking hands, talking to people. And it is the world's first operational RoboCop. I mean, there's another kind of unofficial poll we could take. First of all, do you ever see that really happening here in the United States? And how do you feel about that idea? I mean, this is significant for certainly for the Emirate to do that. I mean, that's their vision. They want to, you know, Dubai is definitely a leader in smart, what they call smart technology and early adoption. And this is the earliest adoption. This RoboCop was saluting people. And the whole idea is this is not just a friendly robot that's going to be walking around. This is a robot that's going to be able to fight crime, keep the city safe, and improve, they say, in happiness levels of people. He can chat, he can interact, he can take public queries, he can military salute. But here's what I would say. What if someone tries to attack him? What if you're chasing after someone? I don't know how that all works. And certainly I don't see a robot full sprint going after a perp. I don't know about you. So maybe the RoboCop is more a patrol cop, let's say, in a mall situation or something like that. I don't know. It's very intriguing, and we're going to talk to somebody about RoboCop in the upcoming weeks in one of our Forbes segments, as we talk a lot of technology, certainly, with Forbes, you know, absolutely. All right, and on a not-so funny or interesting level of interest, I think, because of all the noise that it's made over the last couple of years, the story itself. But finally, I mean, to show you, the wheel of justice really spins slowly. About 100 potential jurors are in a Pennsylvania courthouse. They were today, where a judge started selecting the panel for the rape trial of Bill Cosby, a comedian who was known as our favorite TV dad forever. And he built this career with, you know, off of Huxtable, Dr. Huxtable and the Cosby Show in the 80s, if you remember. I mean, he had a career, big, huge career before that. So a big name, huge name in the entertainment industry. I don't have to tell you who Bill Cosby is. But now there's going to be 12 jurors who are going to determine whether, at the age of 79 now, whether he's guilty of sexually assaulting a former Temple University basketball coach at his home in the Philadelphia suburbs in 2004. That's what this case stems from. He is denying wrongdoing. He says that it was consensual. He's saying all of his encounters were consensual. He said in a brief radio interview, I think I talked about this last week, that he had with Michael Smirkanish for just a couple of minutes, that he doesn't plan to take the stand. So the trial is going to focus around the testimony of the accuser, Andrea Constan, and her accusations led to his arrest back in, that's what I'm saying about the wheels of justice, back in December of 2014. So there's going to be massive media coverage for this, you know that. And Bill Cosby's family rallying around him, of course, and a lot of people have a lot of opinions about what happened there. It was such an outcry, and there were so many women that came forward on the whole, you know, Cosby thing, a huge amount of women from different eras, too. Absolutely. The president, as I mentioned, is in the Middle East meeting with anybody and everybody in Israel, say, of significance, Benjamin Netanyahu, obviously, on that list, the prime minister, and also doing the same with the Palestinians. And the president is trying to do what has not really happened, and that is to have a peace accord, to really have a peace agreement. Will there be one that's brokered this time around, where it's more than, as I mentioned in the first hour, just a photo op and just part of the conversation? Will it be bigger than, you know, will it be bigger than that? And the answer is, hopefully, right? One can always hope. It's better. I think it's better all the way around. The more that you've got peace in the Middle East because of everything else that's happening in the Middle East, because of ISIS, because of the fractions of the Taliban, of Al-Qaeda, of, you know, where the heart of terrorism is and where terrorist camps are, you know, are in various locales in the Middle East. You know, better together than separate, fighting a common enemy instead of each other, where you have the battle over land and the West Bank and the Palestinians and, of course, Israel. And this has been going on forever. And it would be quite something if there was a solution, if there was some kind of solution to that, that really was enacted, that really seemed to make it happen. And again, more than just pictures and handshakes, but a lot deeper than that, and people not dying. All right, and because so many of you sent me just curiosity about these sharks, I'm just going to tell you this. What is the latest on the sharks? Lifeguards had to clear the waters off San Clemente. They spotted 25 sharks. They say likely great whites. That was over the weekend. They got swimmers and surfers out of the water. Some of them, they say, were 10-footers. They started closing the beach at 10:30 in the morning over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And they think they're juvenile great whites. Pretty scary stuff. But, you know, they're feeding, and that's what's happening there. So, you know, for what it's worth, right? All right, stay with us. We've just scratched the surface. Much more to come here on America Tonight.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right wait to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction. But what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Out some of what we're talking about this segment here on America Tonight. Let's jump to walking out first. How about the students that walked out on the VP, Mike Pence? He was giving a commencement speech at Notre Dame, and the crowd wasn't his crowd. They decided, you know, this is a school where they're called a vanguard of freedom and expression and the free exchange of ideas. So during his commencement address on Sunday, they had a few people that decided they would walk out. There was about 3,100 plus graduates, 100 left as soon as the VP and former Indiana governor stepped up to the podium, where he spent about 15 minutes discussing his support of freedom of speech at universities. Students quietly got up from their seats and left the stadium in protest of, that's what they said afterwards, of some of his policy positions. Pence said, sadly, when free speech and civility are waning on campuses across America, Notre Dame is a campus where deliberation is welcome, where opposing views are debated, and where every speaker, no matter how unpopular or unfashionable, is afforded the right to air their views in the open for all to hear. Anyway, he commended Notre Dame for maintaining an atmosphere of civility, and again, that open debate he mentioned. He condemned other campuses where there were safe zones, tone policies, administration-sanctioned political correctness, all of which he says amounts nothing less than suppression of freedom of speech. Can you imagine, I'm thinking when I went to school, if I had to find free zones, if I had to watch tones, and I just thinking about it, I know we had debates. I know a lot of us disagreed on some of what was going on, but somehow we got along. What has happened? I mean, really, what has happened? It's crazy. By the way, the walkout was planned. We Stand For, that's the name of the group. They put out a release last week explaining they are primarily protesting his opposition to gay rights, his attempts as governor to prevent Syrian refugees from resettling somewhere in Indiana, and his support of President Trump's immigration travel ban, and also his opposition to sanctuary cities. So they specifically laid it out. They said that was it. Boom. Some of the reaction of the crowd, though, not on their side, saying it was a disgrace that they walked out in, you know, even though they didn't agree with his policies, thought it was wrong. I mean, one thing to stand up, another thing to walk out. So kind of mixed reviews by some of the parents, certainly, that were in the crowd. You know, Notre Dame's interesting. They announced in March that they had invited Pence, he was raised Catholic, to speak at the graduation instead of President Trump. Notre Dame, of course, a tradition of inviting newly inaugurated presidents to speak. Six accepted. This is a crazy piece of trivia. Dwight Eisenhower in 1960, Jimmy Carter in 77, Ronald Reagan in 1981, George H.W. Bush in 92, George W. Bush in 2001, and Barack Obama did it in 2009. That's pretty wild. I didn't even realize that Notre Dame kind of had a lock on these inaugurated presidents, but this was the first time that had not happened. All right, robbed is this story that I happen to see about these Indy car drivers. So Scott Dixon and retired racer Dario Franchitti, both, they were robbed at Taco Bell. I mean, how's that possible? And at gunpoint. So it was Sunday night. And Dixon's wife was also with the two of them. Nobody was injured, thank goodness. It happened about 10 o'clock at night. Dixon had just won the pole position in the 101st running of the Indy 500. The Taco Bell, I guess, was less than a mile away from the racetrack. And the police say they arrested two teenagers, 14 and 15, in connection with that robbery of the credit cards and other valuables that they had. So the kids were charged with, they were 15 years old, they were charged with robbery and resisting arrest. While they were ordering, their windows were down, of course, and then the two guys came up with a gun, asked for the wallet and the phone, and they, of course, they didn't expect that to happen. You think about this. Scott Dixon, he's going to lead the field, right? He turned in four laps of an average speed of 232 miles an hour during pole qualifying. He pulls up calmly to a Taco Bell window and then has that robbery thing happen. Oh, and Franchitti, of course, is a four-time Indy Car Series champion, three-time Indy 500 winner, and wow, crazy. It was crazy to, you know, to see that. All right, so the next story that caught my eye was Billy Bush. What's happened to Billy Bush since the Trump tape leaked? And we know the infamous bus scene that I'm talking about, right? So he was on the verge of taking off on the Today Show, or the second part of the, I call it the second part of the Today Show. And he's, of course, a former Hollywood, or Access Hollywood was the show he was on. He was a co-host. He said he only listened to the tape three times, and each time he felt totally and completely gutted, is how he described it. He said it was upsetting for his 15-year-old daughter, who phoned him in tears from her boarding school to ask why he was laughing at the comments. He said it hit him really, really hard. And here's the crazy thing. He was on a plane when the story broke that day. And he didn't know. So his phone, all these people were hitting him up with texts and all that other kind of stuff. And he hadn't even known that it happened. So that's what he talked about this. He just did a story for The Hollywood Reporter. Somebody interviewed him and he said, you know, he said to his daughter, I'm sorry you had to hear and see that. And he said that, you know, he couldn't believe it. He said that he was doing his job and there was just a downtime. It's one of those things that happens, and he just wasn't really thinking about what was going on. And of course, who knew that it was going to become what it became? He said he's remorseful for engaging in the conversation with the former host of The Apprentice, where Trump spoke about grabbing women, you know where, and attempting to entice Bush's co-star Nancy O'Dell into a a sexual relationship, blah, blah, blah. So Bush said since then, because, of course, he got let go from the Today Show. That all fell apart. Wheels flew off on that. He did get a severance package. And he says since the tape broke, he's walked across fire at Tony Robbins' seminar. He's done this meditating and yoga. He's put that into his routine. He said, you know, he thinks in a way that'll make him better at his job, that he's come out of it with a deeper understanding of how women can connect to the feeling of have to fighting extra hard for a level playing field after what just, you know, happened to him. Be interesting to see, actually, if Billy Bush pops up someplace, you know, after all of this, because it was so vivid and broad and was just played so many times. And of course he knows that. That's why he got bounced from NBC. All right, so let's move on to one last one here. And coming up next, by the way, we're going to speak with Ruby Newell Legner. This woman is unbelievable. We're going to talk about customer service and four-year business. She has such a great company, seven-star service, customer service in an age where, boy, aren't we all looking for customer service. I really think that. Oh. Really think that. All right, how about this deal with visas? I happen to see the number. So more than 600,000 foreign travelers who legally came into the United States in 2016 overstayed their visas and remained in the country at the end of the year. The Department of Homeland Security is not kicking any kind of hornet's nest. They always release the statistics. So they say the visa overstays represented only 1.25% of the 50 million travelers who arrived in 2016 through our airports and through any of our seaport areas, any of that. They make up about 40% of the 11 million undocumented folks who live in the U.S., even though they're largely overshadowed by the undocumented immigrants who cross our southwest border. You know, this is one area where we have to be more diligent about the whole visas things, because we know what happened on 9/11. And remember, it was several of those Saudis who attacked us on that terrible day on 9/11. They had visas where they overstayed their visas, and they were student visas especially. I think you got to really zero in on that, because you've got all that information there, and we certainly gained a lot of intel and insights into what was happening after that, again, horrific, horrific day. All right, stay with us. On a brighter note, Ruby Newell Legner, round the bend with us here on America Tonight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Welcome to the show, Ruby Newell Legner. This woman has revolutionized the fan experience. She has worked with countless pro teams. Just go to 7starsurface.com. Great to have her on this version of It's Your Business. Of course, the former president of the National Speakers Association, board member, and gosh, countless people and teams and, oh gosh, I don't even animals that she has influenced. I'm serious. She is all about it. You know, if you go to 7starservice.com and you look up Ruby, you get dizzy from looking at all the professional sports teams that she's worked with. It's incredibly impressive. And, of course, combining her love for the NSA and what she was able to do as president even before that, and then what she does with 7-Star Service, Ruby has logged a lot of miles. And, of course, many speakers are hoping to do the same and walk in her shoes, and many are doing it right now and sometimes struggling with it because it can be difficult traveling. Hey, Ruby, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Happy to be here.
And you probably don't know maybe you do. Do you know the exact miles that you've logged your entire life through everything that you've done?
You know, it's kind of like how many days I'm on the road every year. I don't add it up because it would just exhaust me.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's
right?
A lot.
Do you have one, it's probably so hard, but is there one favorite trip that really stands out to you as far as your speaking training career is concerned?
Oh, my gosh, one that stands out. Well, probably the one that stands out the most for me is being invited to do training for Jumeirah over in Dubai. And that was the one that where it started my work over there and with the 7-star hotel, which was my namesake of my company. And that just started a whole revolution in my mind of what customer service could be. So I would say that probably is that first trip. I was actually asked to go over to India to do training for GE. We teach presentation skills for them. And coming back, we stopped by Dubai, and they asked me to do some training. And, oh, my gosh, that just was a mind warp, one might say.
I like that, a mind warp. And Dubai is an area where there is a lot of business if you can tap into it. But it can be tricky to navigate if you don't know some of the customs and the culture, right?
Very true. I've only almost gotten thrown in jail a couple of times. Should we talk about that?
Tell us your story. We want to hear that story.
Oh, my gosh. This was my third trip, and I knew better, and it took 26 hours to get there. So client meets me at the hotel, and I get in the elevator, and a gentleman, Arab-dressed gentleman, gets in, and his wife get in, and I turn to him, and I look, and I see that he's got a teeny tiny little braided rope around his neck. Well, the trip before, I just found out that means he's from Dubai, because he has, you know, the braided rope represents the camel pulling the camel across the desert. And so I kind of put my hand to point to it, and I see my clients out of the corner of my eye just go, no, but they weren't saying anything. It just was like that slow motion moment. And I wasn't going to touch him, and that's what they were afraid of. But I'm not supposed to speak to an Arab man. He's supposed to speak to me first. And I kind of just forgot where I was there for a minute.
Wow.
And I realized. And so I said, I know what. Oh, never mind. Oh, it was one of those almost an international incident. But I got a crusty from him, a crusty from his wife, and a long elevator ride for 5 more floors to get to where we were.
Wow. So would you say that a good thing to do is try to find out everything you can about the customs and the culture? Because sometimes it's hard to dig that kind of stuff up.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Kiss, Bow, and Shake Hands is one of my very favorite books. It's out of print, but you can sometimes find a back issue of it on Amazon. And it goes by country, and you can find out what to do and what not to do and what to be aware of. So it's always nice to tip up on those things. Of course, I already knew I wasn't supposed to do that. I just forgot.
I like that. And then stateside, you've been to a lot of places too. And of course, travel now has become a little bit trickier in some ways with what's happening with the airlines. Even if, you know, you're going along pretty smooth, things happen where something can happen in another city. Have you ever had a situation where you had to jump in a car or re-rack or do something different to get to an engagement?
Well, I was on the tarmac when the Fort Lauderdale shooter was apprehended, and we thought it was, actually I wasn't on the tarmac yet, I was checking in, and that was about, I don't know, 8 months ago or so,
yeah.
And when it happened, it was, we thought it was all safe because they got him, and then there was, I think, probably some sound that somebody thought was a gunshot, so they evacuated the airport again, and I spent about 6.5 hours out on the tarmac with me and 2,000 other people. So that wasn't really a reroute. It was kind of a delay.
I like that kind of a delay, yeah, and sadly for you. But then it all turned out okay in the end. And I guess that's part of it, is you seem very patient to me, having had the pleasure of getting to know you. You seem like a patient person. Are you patient with this whole travel thing?
I am, you know, especially being a customer service trainer. It's always more material. So the way you can look at it is like, wow, this is really a great opportunity to share some stories and watch and see how people handle things, because I do so many trainings for the stadiums and arenas. That was an educational day, because I watched how they handled the emergencies and how they didn't handle the emergencies. So it was very enlightening.
Yeah, for you, with all the training that you've done with the professional teams across the board, and of course one of them was the Vancouver Olympics, that has to be one of the crown jewel moments for you, right? The Olympics, what was that like?
It was amazing. 2.5 years we worked on that project, preparing everybody for, you know, welcoming the world to Vancouver. And, of course, Canadians are already so lovely, and I absolutely love their personalities, and they're so kind, even to take it another level and, you know, enhance the customer service and the way they answered questions and they had their information. It was really an honor.
What would you tell most people who are listening to this, a couple of quick tips about travel that maybe they can use? I bet you're a pretty decent packer, because packing is tough for me.
You know, you might find it odd to know that I do check my luggage, but when you have 7 hair products to get your hair to stand up and stay in humid climates, but, you know, I can go about 2 days in the little tiny bottles, but I can't carry on all my hair product because it takes too much. So I'm one of those that does check my luggage. So I don't have those secrets, but I do pack. I take things that makes me comfortable. You know, I take my slippers. I take my sugar-free coffee flavoring. And I mean, I take things that make me feel comfortable on the road. So I'm not a light packer. Those of you who are listening who have lifted my suitcase on all my chapter visits, yeah, that would be true.
So then there is something to that, though, because it makes you feel more comfortable. So maybe it's worth it to take slippers or a pillow or whatever it is that you need so you can easily meld into whatever it is that you have to do, especially if you travel a lot.
You bet. And know what you like. So, for instance, when I reserve my room for the hotels, I like 2 beds, one's for my suitcase. I always ask for close to but not next to the elevator so they don't put you, you know, 3 miles away. And if you get specific about what you want and put it in your profile, then usually with the status, because we stay in hotels all the time, they will honor that.
Yeah. Did you ever think growing up that your life would be like this?
Never in a moment.
Never.
And I was very early on, I was quite sure I would be a swim coach the rest of my life. Did that for 20 years. And after developing the allergy to the pool air and doctors telling me I had to get out of that environment, I really thought that's what I was going to do the rest of my life. So it was pretty devastating. But who knew that that could be put to a new platform? If I can't coach on the pool deck, maybe I can coach from a stage. So it's been a wonderful journey, and I've loved every minute of it.
Yeah, so there's a lesson in that, right? That sometimes when you get this wicked curveball that seems so tough at the time, it can really open up opportunity.
It truly did for me. I sure, you know, embraced that opportunity to look at things in a new way. I'd love to tell you that I did it right away. No problem. I got something else. I was a whiner and an ambulance driver for about 3 years. And then all my friends got on me and said, Ruby, come on, shape up. And then it was, oh, wow, I guess there are some other options out there. So
who was
you just have to get out of your own way.
Yeah, that's true. You have to get out of your own way. Who was the first person that you saw speak at NSA?
Wow, that's a great question. Mickey Williams. I was going through my certified pool operators class in Vail, Colorado, and this was probably, I want to say 30 years ago. I bet it's at least 30 years ago. And I was still a full-time recreation facility manager and swim coach, and she did a program for the group who was attending the operators course and was just so nice. I so enjoyed the feelings that she gave us, you know, in the motivation and also in the comfort in talking in front of a group. And I didn't leave there thinking I wanted to be a professional speaker, but I think she planted the seed where I saw something in my past that went, oh, I remember that. That was pretty cool. So to this day, I'm still grateful to her and was cheering her on when she got her CPAE. It's a very exciting time. So she got that honor.
Ruby Newell-Legner, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Kate. And you're doing a great job with the OE. Keep it up.
Thank you.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Time for a little news you can abuse, meaning the funny stuff here at the tail end of this hour. How about the runners who paused during the New York half marathon to get married? Yeah. So this happened. Oh, how could you do that? I wouldn't be breathing. I think it's kind of cool, though. I wonder how the families reacted. But anyway, this is what happened. Alexander Salazar and Krissa Sentner stopped about 6 miles into the Brooklyn half marathon on Saturday to get married in Prospect Park. Salazar had a tuxedo t-shirt. Sentner wore a white shirt with flowers on the front and BK half wedding on the back. They also had bride and groom bibs on. They said they came up with the idea. They had some wedding guests running with them, too. They said they came up with the idea while running a few months ago. They said running is a big part of how they got together. And after the ceremony, they finished the race. They said they met a few years ago. Salazar was a referee in an adult volleyball game, and they were in the same starting crowd for the New York City half marathon that year. And they recognized each other, and they started having a conversation. They were running and kind of hit it off, and I love what Salazar said, though. Marriage is like a marathon. It's not a sprint. So there's a lot of years ahead in a marriage, and sometimes you're both into it and can push each other. Sometimes the other partner is to pull you through whatever challenge. Sweet. And they are just this is radio, but they're just the cutest couple, and how funny. So you never know, right? So they reconnect at this race.
face, and then they end up doing the doing the wedding thing that way. All right, this freaks me out. If I went into my garage and I saw an 8-foot python, hopefully I wouldn't just flat out pass out. A Florida guy says he used a pillowcase to capture the snake. The snake was lurking in the garage, but not before the snake bit him on the hand. Joe Lisinski said he and a small dog, yikes, that's scary, went out into the garage about midnight and they spotted the snake slithering around. Or he spotted the snake slithering around when his dog went in. He said his heart went, yikes, you know, boom. Because forget that with the snake. He said it's the first time he's seen a large snake on his property. He said, I've been here 22 years. I've seen gators. I've seen geckos. I've seen all kinds of wildlife, but never that. So they had the broom and the pillowcase and they tried to, you know, they tried to pick it up, and they got the snake in the pillowcase, but not before he got some licks in himself. He bit him a couple of different times, I guess. And boy, oh boy, it is so lucky that if that snake had wrapped along the dog, it would have broke his bones and it would have eaten him. I know that's graphic, but can you imagine? That's what happens. So small dogs, danger, danger, if you're talking about a huge python. Crazy. All right, how about this? Speaking of gators, I guess I'm on this kick now with the whole animal thing, and here at the tail end of this hour. How about coming out of your business and finding an 11-foot gator in the bushes? I'm thinking 11 feet is pretty big. But this is common if you live in the Carolinas, right? So this was a guy in North Carolina. He came to work. He went to investigate what the rustling sound was, and then he found the alligator. George Murray owns a business called Murray Signs and Graphics, and it's in a shopping center. He said he got there, Friday morning, and they heard this rustling, and one of his employees came out with him behind the store, and then they found the gator in the bushes. So, I don't know. If you find the gator in the bushes, what do you do? Are you trying to shoo the gator out? Are you calling somebody? I think initially they tried to do something about it, and then smartly they called 911. Then animal control comes out. That's a good thing. Warm weather, of course, leads to those alligators, as some of you know, listening to us in those areas, to coming out. So North Carolina, this happens, that sometimes you'll see a gator. Sometimes a gator will suddenly be crossing somewhere or come out of bushes or, you know, whatever. But the weather is what drives that. Yikes. That's all I'm saying. Moving along to something completely different, although it goes viral. This goes viral. There was an Arizona man who ended up in a news helicopter shot, and the footage went viral because this helicopter was filming near the scene of a crash. That's what they do. It's a news helicopter, a Sky Fox helicopter. And it was a 3-car deal in Scottsdale. The camera zooms in. The guy started to dance on a nearby. There was a man who started to dance on top of a parking garage. And people tuned in all over the place. They're looking down. They see the feed. And they see this guy just doing a jig, just dancing. And the clip got put on Facebook, I guess, and then it just went viral after that. So, I don't know. He became famous. And what was it? It was just that he was in a good mood. I guess it was toward the tail end of the week. He was in a good mood and, you know, just decided to dance. Now, with the way that, between helicopters, cell phones, everything else, look around when you decide you want to dance because you may end up in the same situation. I know, silly. I said this was going to be fun. It's news you can abuse, right? Come on. I said it was going to be that. I love this story. Hangry passengers are on an Amtrak train. Hangry, right? Because they were stranded for several hours. They got a little bit of a reprieve. A delivery driver brought them pizza. Mitch Katz posted a video to Twitter showing a delivery driver for Domino's New York style pizza. actually delivering pizzas to the people on the train, the passengers who were stranded near Wilmington on Sunday. What happened was somebody tweeted out, stuck on Amtrak 161, got hanger and problems solved. Who ordered the pizzas, who knows, but they brought a bunch of them and passed out the pizza, and one of the passengers tipped him like a $20 bill when they realized he had even brought paper plates. The delivery guy, who has been delivering pizzas for like 18 years, said it was easy money. Here's the thing, though. It's a train delay, but approaching a train on the tracks, they're lucky no one was hurt. And an Amtrak spokesperson said, because, of course, what are they going to say? That's not what they want to see. They said, we know train delays can be frustrating, but it's also extremely dangerous to approach any train on a track. We're glad no one was hurt and hope this is not tried again in the future. And then, of course, they apologized for the inconvenience to the passengers on the train, which had been heading from Boston to Washington, D.C. The passengers eventually arrived in Washington 3 hours later. And there were some people that, this is another thing where, of course, this is radio, but I looked to see what that video was like, and he really did. He went to the Amtrak train and had the pizzas, but it's true. What if the train had taken off or somebody was handing something over? It's a funny, good story, but it wouldn't be so funny if the train started to move, and especially with those rails and some of the stuff that has happened on, of course, on Amtrak. So they said what they had to say, but still pretty good for the people that were there with the, as we said, hanger. Yeah, hanger. And then this final one here about this dog. There was a tweet that went out all over the place in Austin, and I guess went out to other places, but there was a dog sitting on a roof, and somebody tweeted out, I just saw the bravest, most glorious pup of all time perched majestically on a roof. And this Texas dog became kind of a hit on Twitter. A neighbor snapped the picture, tweeted it out. Huckleberry, who is an Austin dog, is now known to the internet as Huck the Roof Dog. And what happened was this dog just likes to sit on the roof, and they let the dog sit on the roof. So there's a sign that they have, the people that live there, the owners, they posted a sign to ease the fear of people who thought the dog was in danger, and it said, don't be alarmed, Huckleberry is living up to his name, he learned how to jump on our roof from the backyard, we never leave him in the backyard without someone being at home, he will not jump unless you entice him with food or a ball. And then they added on the note, we appreciate your concern, but please do not knock on our door. We know he's up there. Please feel free to take pictures of him and share with the world. So because of his fame, he now has an Instagram account if you want to check him out. It's at Huck the Roof Dog. Huck the Roof Dog. And speaking of Twitter, you can always tweet me at Kate S. Delaney. Kate S. Delaney. Thanks so much to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.